We should just do an episode about the Joker. I have a lot to say about the Joker in Dark Knight. Like, a lot. Anyway, someone up, coming up next probably also has a lot to say about the Joker, but I doubt that's what his story's about. Mr. Nate Bechtel, everybody. Nate, are you talking about the Joker?
No, I'm not.
Can we talk about the Joker later?
Yes.
Great, all right.
We normally do.
Take it away.
All right, my piece is I thought I'd do something called How Games Ruin My Ability to Talk to Girls. Colon... not how you would think. So, like many young men of this generation, I, as a little kid, spent a large amount of time playing games like The Legend of Zelda, where you'd be this nice, heroic figure, you go through dungeons, you fight monsters, and at the end of the game, you save a princess, and that's the end of the day. And I believe that has royally screwed up a large amount of people's ability to talk to women, because we grow up thinking that we have done something really good, that we're the nice guy, and at the end, we should get the girl. And because they're now children, that's expletive. I have two very, very strong-willed sisters who have led me to believe this, normally through fists. they're strong. They're so strong. But and it came through a large observation through a lot of friends that I had in high school. I had a large degree of friends who would say, I'm such a nice guy. I did such a nice thing. Why doesn't this girl like me when she has such a jerk boyfriend? And my response would normally be, you mean the really sexy guy who has chemistry with her and is in a band? Oh, I have no idea why she likes him. And it got to a head when I had a friend who, he bought a girl a pair of earrings and then said, well, why won't she go out with me? And at that point, I was like, so you're saying she's a date vending machine that you put in money and then you get back? And they, well, no, I did this because I wanted to be nice. Well, at that point, you should be nice to be nice. I mean, The lesson from those games should be you should be the nice guy and you should be the hero, because look at all the horrible suffering, and it's kind of cool to tackle a dragon. Not in the end, you get a princess. And I think that when I was spending a lot of time fighting this problem and arguing with my friends, I was suffering from the opposite problem, the different head of that same coin. I would always think that the reason why the hero got the girl in the end is because they were just a good guy. They were, and obviously really super powerful, heroic, had a sword and could use it. They were way cooler than Ted the Farmer. And that's what I would lock in. I would always think the hero gets the girl because the hero is awesome. And when I looked in the mirror, I never saw the hero. I always saw myself as Ted the Farmer, who's a really nice guy, and you should trust me, he's interesting to talk to. And it's just one of those problems I had growing up, is that I consider myself extremely lucky that I routinely surround myself with very talented friends, very brilliant people, and I believe that's actually still relevant with a large amount of the people who's helped me ease into my transition and moving here. Well, I'm really thankful to have met most of you in this room. But it led... oh, yeah, except for Kyle. Biggest regret of my life. And so I just spent a large part of my time writing that off, writing off myself. And it's taken a large amount of time for me to go, you know what? Sonic is cool, but Tails is a genius, and he can fly. You know, there's all sorts of things. I tried to think of a metaphor for Zelda, but no, Link is the coolest person in that game. I could be a Pona, but that doesn't really work. And I don't really have a good button or a good comedic end. This is just what I felt games have done to me and done to an entire generation. And even though we love them, you have to step back, and even your fluff fun, you have to really analyze what it's doing to you and how it's making you think. And that's why I have for you this month.
Thanks, Nate. That That's some real talk. I'm going to let you guys in on a secret of mine. I was your friend in high school. I remember there's this girl I liked, and she told me, oh, I just started drumming. So here's what went through my head. I'm like, who's the best drummer? Keith Moon, obviously. So I got... That's true. That's still true. Don't fight me on that. So I got her a Who Greatest Hit CD, and I gave it to her. I'm like, yes, now she will totally date me because she has this 18-track CD. She didn't. FYI. No, that's good. She shouldn't have. You shouldn't reinforce behavior like that. Thank you for sharing.